total tax in item two above. Attach original forms W-2.
Do you want to go downtown with me?
No, thanks. I want to finish this income tax.
I may be a little late. I promised Louise Adams I'd stop by and see her new silver.
She's pretty proud of that, isn't she?
Why not? The solid silver with beauty that lives forever is international sterling.
Solid silver with beauty that lives forever is international sterling. From Hollywood, International Silver Company, creators of international sterling, present the amusing transcribed adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. Great land of America, from the rock-bound coast of Maine to the snow-bound coast of California, from the borders of Canada, famous for Canadians, to the borders of Mexico, famous for Mexicans, from town to city, from mountain to valley, from north to south, from east to west, America is a land of tradition. Tradition is the seventh inning stretch at the ball game, firecrackers on the 4th of July, turkey on Thanksgiving. At 1847 Rogers Road, Ozzie Nelson, American, is completely enmeshed in what is rapidly becoming one of America's most exasperating traditions. It calls for a complete mastery of arithmetic, trigonometry, surveying, semantics, foreign languages, including double talk and Jabberwocky, not to mention mind reading and, above all, the control of temper.
Total tax in item two above. Attach original forms W-2. Tax. Oh. Enter your tax from table on page 4 or from line 18 on page 3. Nothing complicated about that. Enter your tax from table on page 4 or from line 18 on page 3. Oh, that's clear enough. Enter your tax from table on page 4 or from line 18 on page 3. Let's read that again.
You don't know how to work it, that's all.
I do so. Let go of it.
Boys, please. Well, yeah, I'm busy. Now, evidently, what they're trying to say is enter your tax from table on page 4 or from line 18 on page 3. Enter your tax from table. I could push the whole works off the table into the wastebasket.
Give it back, David. It's mine.
For goodness sakes, fellas, how's the government going to know where they stand financially if I don't get my income tax?
Can you fix my squirt flower for me, Pop?
Your what?
My squirt flower. It doesn't work.
You squeeze that rubber ball and the water's supposed to squirt out.
Now, let me see it. There's probably something stopping up the hose.
I squeeze it and nothing happens, see?
It worked that time. Lend me your handkerchief, David.
Gee, I didn't even aim it.
No, that isn't necessary when somebody's looking right into it.
You aren't mad at me, are you, Pop?
No, but I will be if you guys don't run along. Let me finish this income tax.
Okay, Pop. You stay there, Dopey.
Well, David, that's not nice, calling your little brother Dopey.
You know what he did? He spent his allowance on that squirt flower, and now he can't go to the movies.
I don't want to go anyway.
Well, will you guys please finish this outside? Nothing to argue about in the first place. Ricky wanted a squirt gun, so he bought it. You want to go to the show, so go ahead, David. Evidently, Ricky doesn't care about it.
He's just saying that.
I am not wise, guys.
Okay, let's drop it, huh? Ricky doesn't want to go to the show, so let's forget it. Let's see where I am here.
Pop?
What is it, Ricky?
Can I have some money so I can go to the show?
Ricky, why did you buy the squirt flower?
Will Thornberry saw it in the trick store window.
What's Will Thornberry got to do with you?
He liked it so much, he thought I ought to buy it.
Did he buy one, too?
No, he's going to the show with David.
Ricky, what happened to you is a rather common thing. You see, you were talking to something you didn't want to buy. Happens every day. Fellow starts out to buy a car. Before he gets to the car lot, he meets somebody who tells him about a television set. Before he can buy the television set, he meets somebody who tells him about a wonderful movie camera. Before he can buy the movie camera, he meets somebody who tells him about a car. So he buys the car and he never gets what he really wanted in the first place.
He started out to buy a car, Pop.
Well, that's not a very good illustration. But you've got to learn to be firm, know what you want, and don't let yourself be talked out of it.
I want to go to the movies, Pop.
Yeah, but you've already spent your money.
I want to go to the movies, Pop. You can't talk me out of it.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Ricky. I'll advance you the money for the movies, and next week I'll deduct it from your allowance.
Thanks a lot, Pop.
Well, hello there, fellas.
Oh, hello, Harriet.
Hi, Mom.
What's in the box, Mom? I bought that gray suit at the style shop. You know, the one you said you liked so much?
I said I liked it?
Yes, don't you remember?
No, when was that?
Oh, the day I made you double park to look at it, and the policeman was coming down the street. They had it in blue and also in gray. In fact, I met Louise Adams in the store, and she tried to talk me into taking the blue one. But I stuck to my gun.
You bought the gray one?
Yeah, I kind of liked it better.
This is very interesting. Fellas, did you hear what your mother just said? It's just like you and Will Thornberry, Ricky. Your mother had the same experience.
Did you buy squirt flower, Mom?
Of what, Dick?
No, it wasn't exactly the same, Ricky, but the point's there anyway, if you want to look around for it.
Say, haven't you finished your income tax return yet?
Oh, just about. I started off with a bang, but the questions after name and address kind of slowed me down. This is the one that's sticking me now.
Enter your tax from table on page 4 or from line 18 on page 3. That's very simple.
Do you know what it means?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I wish you'd explain it to me. I've read it over about 10 times.
Well, it says right here what to do. Enter your tax from table on page 4 or from line 18 on page 3.
Well, yeah. Oh, I guess I must be awful stupid or something, but it just sounds confusing to me. Well, they just come right out and tell you what you owe instead of beating around the bush. It's a sneaky way of doing things.
Isn't this it? Here's the table on page 4. Now, we just go down the column to the amount you earn.
See, wait a minute. I see it. Hey, move your head. Here's the tax. Oh, sure. You see, you just enter the tax from table on page 4. It was that stuff about line 18 that was confusing.
Well, go ahead, fill it in. Then you can mail it this afternoon.
No, not right away. I want to look it over a little first and check it with this booklet.
What booklet is that?
Oh, this one that Thorny gave me.
Oh, let me see it. How to Save Money on Your Income Tax, written by 8874392.
I think that's just his CPA number or a code number. His name is on it someplace. No kidding, it's a legitimate booklet. It's got things that I didn't know about. You know, if I were a doctor, I could deduct part of my car expenses.
But you're not a doctor.
No, that's one I have to pass up. Although I could be a doctor, I've got that big first aid kit we bought at the war surplus store. Hey, you've never had your tonsils out, have you, Harriet?
I don't intend to. And I'll tell you another thing. We're not going to have another mad dash for the post office at midnight March 15th. Go ahead, sign it, will you? I'll send Ricky with you and make sure it gets mailed.
Harriet, believe me, I don't need to take Ricky with me. I'm a full-grown man of normal intelligence. Here, give me the tax return. I promise to mail it right now.
Well, I've got the tax return.
Well, I thought you picked it up from the table. I just laid it down here a minute ago.
It's not under these papers.
Well, I can't understand what happened to it. I had it right in my hand.
Oh, here it is on the floor.
Oh, well, thanks. Ricky, get your coat. You're going down to the mailbox with Daddy.
How do you like my my new suit, David.
Oh, gee, it looks swell, Mom. Do you think gray is a good color for me? You look swell in everything.
David, that kind of talk will only get you 3 desserts.
I mean it, Mom. I heard a couple people say how pretty you looked in church last Sunday.
Last Sunday? What was I wearing last Sunday? My blue dress and my blue hat.
David, are you sure you like me in gray? Honest, Mom, you look swell.
Well, yes, I guess it is nice. Gray's a beautiful color, isn't it?
It sure is.
It's a lovely color, gray. Look at all the things that are gray. Gray clouds, gray hair, the old gray mare. I wonder if this material will take a blue dye.
Hi, Ozzy.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Hello, Mr. Randolph.
Hello, Ricky. Taking your daddy out for a walk?
Just mailing my tax return. Beating the old deadline this year.
Hurts a little, though, doesn't it?
No, I don't mind paying my income tax. It's for a good cause.
Can I drop it in, Pop?
Say, I don't mean to butt into your personal affairs, but are you sure you've taken all the deductions you can?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I have a booklet here. I looked everything up.
Well, there's a lot of stuff you can deduct that most people don't know about. I let my cousin Herman do my tax. He's a tax man. Really knows his stuff, too.
Well, I looked everything over pretty carefully.
Can we mail it now, Pop?
Yeah, here we go. I'll lift you up.
Goodbye, money.
Just a minute, Ricky. Joe, believe me, I took all the legal deductions possible. I'm sure I can't possibly save another dime.
Okay, it's your money.
Up you go, Ricky.
All the government wants is just what you owe them.
Just a minute, Ricky. Joe, I can assure you I made the tax out very carefully. I took every possible deduction. Up you go, Ricky.
Okay, if you want to throw your money away.
Just a minute, Ricky.
I'm getting dizzy.
Joe, are you trying to talk me out of mailing this?
It won't do you any good, Mr. Randolph.
Ricky, let Mr. Randolph talk.
Well, I was just trying to help, Oz. But you probably know all the deductions you're allowed. Little things like deducting the tax you pay on theater tickets. Naturally, you know you can take off the interest you pay on any financing. Here, I'll let you up, Ricky.
Joe, put that boy down.
Go on, mail it, Ricky. I'm sorry I bothered you.
Joe, let go of him.
Pop, you're pulling down my pants.
David, do you think this blue handkerchief sets it off a little better?
Gee, Mom, I don't know. If you think you like the blue suit better, why don't you take this one back?
You don't like this color on me, do you?
I like it, Mom, but how about you?
I'm beginning to think Louise Adams is right. I think I'll take it back and get the blue one. But, let's not mention it to Daddy, shall we?
How come?
Well, your father'd say I don't have a mind of my own, and we love Daddy the way he is. We wouldn't want him saying the right thing.
Yes, sir, Ricky, my boy, it was a lucky thing we met Mr. Randolph. Really going to save some money.
That's well, Pop.
It might be just as well if you don't mention this to Mother. See, she might not understand.
Maybe she'll get mad at me.
No, just don't mention it. See, if she asks any questions, I'll do all the answering.
Oh, Ozzy.
Harriet. I was just coming in.
I was just going out.
Is that your suit box?
Oh, yes, it is.
Taking it next door to show Catherine Thornberry?
Oh, that's a good idea. Well, goodbye.
So long. See, Ricky, she didn't even ask whether we mailed the income tax or not.
That's what I was laughing about.
Well, you run along and play now. I've got to get back and do some more work on this. Well, you'd better go put another belt on, too. You can't go around holding those pants up all day.
Where you been, Ricky?
It's a secret.
What are you talking about?
It's a secret between Pop and me.
Mom has a secret, too.
I'll tell you Pop's secret if you tell me Mom's secret.
Well, Mom's taking back the gray suit and she's getting a blue one. What's Pop's secret?
Pop didn't mail his tax letter.
Mom and Pop are a lot of fun, boy.
Yeah, but they sure have a lot of dopey secrets.
What is this firmness of purpose Ozzy's been talking about? Harriet sure doesn't have it. Ozzy sure doesn't have it. You might think nobody ever made up his mind to anything, except all those women who see International Sterling, of course. They know what they're about. They know right away that International Sterling is the solid silver they want for their homes, because International Sterling is the loveliest solid silver in the world. Rich and beautiful in every detail, and perfect in price, because it hasn't gone up. That's right. The International Sterling pattern of your choice is the same substantial weight, the same superb quality, yet it costs no more than in 1944. Be sure to see the Spring Glory pattern, won't you? There's never been a fresher, more enchanting pattern than Spring Glory. Its dainty modern design is something completely different. A single flower that flows up on one side and swings over to the other. Spring Glory has an air of spring about it, a look of grace and simple beauty. So, see it at your International Sterling dealers tomorrow. Spring Glory, one of the loveliest designs in famous International Sterling. The solid silver with beauty that lives forever. You know, folks, I hate to say this because I'm very fond of the Nelson family, but they sure are in an uncertain mood today. Poor Harriet can't make up her mind between a blue suit or a gray, and poor Ozzy, well, maybe it's lucky he did meet Joe Randolph before he mailed his income tax. At any rate, he's doing it over.
Well, that's a different story.
You all finished, Pop?
Yeah, I think so. I just want to check this booklet again. I think I've taken all the deductions I can. Common disasters. No, I don't think that applies to us.
What are they?
Well, they list them here. If an earthquake demolished the house and a flood carried off all our property, and then a hurricane swept away everything else we own, I'd save $200.
That's a lot of money, boy.
Yeah. And, of course, there are other things. Charity, the theater ticket you heard Mr. Randolph talk about. Dependents. So you and David are deductions.
Are we common disasters?
No, you're dependents. You see, I'm allowed $600 a year for each of you.
Then how come I only get 25 cents a week?
You see, the $600 is supposed to cover your food, clothes, education, all your living expenses. Yeah, I think that does it. Now all we have to do is go down to the mailbox and just drop it in. Harriet.
Well, Ozzy.
I was just going out.
I was just coming in.
What's always so funny in the doorway?
Where were you going?
Just down to the...
There's Ricky.
Hi, Mom. Did you just get back?
I just did, David.
Oh, Jiminy, David, please be more careful. If I hadn't slammed the door, you'd have given the whole thing away.
I'm sorry, Mom.
That's all right.
Did you get the blue suit, Mom?
Yes, I did. Wait till you see it. It's so much nicer than the gray. I'm sure Daddy will like it better, too. Hello?
Hello, Harriet. It's Mother.
Oh, hello, Mother. Hide this in the closet for me, David.
Harriet, what's going on over there? Were you telling somebody to hide in the closet?
No, no, Mother. I bought a suit today, and I just asked David to put it away for me.
Why, Harriet, that's the reason I called. I was talking to Louise Adams a little while ago.
Oh?
She said she'd been thinking it over, and you were absolutely right about the gray suit. It's much better for you than the blue one.
Louise Adams thinks I look better in gray now?
I must say I agree with her, Harriet. Personally, I like you much better in gray. Blue just doesn't do anything for you. Are you still there, dear?
Yes, Mother.
Well, I met Louise at the market, and you know how she is. I've had a craving for pork chops, and Louise tried to talk me into buying lamb chops. But I'm happy to say that I demonstrated the same strength of character you did.
You should have fought harder than that.
Dear, how hard can you fight? I wanted pork chops. I set out to buy pork chops, and I was going to get pork chops.
Well, good for you, Mother.
No lamb chops for me. I got the nicest pound of spare ribs you've ever seen.
Spare ribs?
Yes, Catherine Thornberry recommended them. Are you still there, dear?
Oh, yes, Mother. I was just wondering whether I could get down to the dress shop and back before dinner.
All right, now, Ricky, I'm going to pick you up, and you're going to drop this in the mailbox. And nobody's going to stop us this time, right?
Yoo-hoo, it's Nelson!
Hurry up, Pop.
Oh, hello, Emmy Lou. If you'll excuse us for a moment, we're going to drop my tax form in the mailbox.
Oh, what a wonderful bit of Americana. There you stand by the mailbox, a patriotic smile on your face. Your heart cries out, take it, Uncle Sam. There's a lot more where that came from. No complaining, no grumbling. You're eager and willing to pay your country its due. You're 130 million Americans, Mr. Nelson.
Thank you, Emmy Lou. Up you go, Ricky.
We've been learning about income tax at school. It's wonderful the way you can save money if you know how.
Just a minute, Ricky.
I'll wait here on the fire plug.
Emmy Lou, I don't mean to be rude or abrupt, but I'm sure I've taken every possible deduction.
Golly, I hope you haven't overdone it, Mr. Nelson. The penalties are pretty severe. They can put you in jail for fraud or fine you $10,000.
Now, Pop?
Better hold it, Ricky. I think I'll take it home and go over it just once more. I'm a little disappointed in you, Ricky.
Me? How come?
Well, this morning after Will Thornberry talked you into buying that squirt flower, I thought I told you to be firm and know your own mind. If I hadn't listened to Mr. Randolph, I wouldn't have to change this tax return.
What did I do?
Well, if you had known your own mind, if you had been firm, you wouldn't have listened to me. You'd have mailed it.
Oh, Ozzie.
Harriet, I was just coming in.
Well, come on in. Wait a minute. What's that in your hand?
I think I'll stay outside.
Ozzie, that looks like the envelope your tax return was in.
There is a resemblance, isn't there?
All right, what happened? And don't tell me the mailbox was closed.
Before I could mail it, I met Joe Randolph. I let him talk me into making some silly deductions.
Oh, now, Ozzie, before
now,
you...
Now, don't try to make excuses for me. I've been wishing weeky-washy. No mind of my own. Thank goodness you're a little different.
But, Ozzie...
No, I mean it, Harriet. The way you went ahead and bought the suit you wanted. You knew what color you wanted. Instead of listening to a lot of other people, you went right ahead and bought that... what color was it?
Blue.
Yes. You bought that... No, Harriet, it was gray.
Yeah, a gray-blue. A little more blue than gray. There's practically no gray at all. In fact, it's all blue.
Harriet, you said it was gray.
Ozzie, there's something I ought to tell you. A minute ago, you said you had no mind of your own, that you were weak and wishy-washy.
I said wish and weaky-washy, but go ahead.
I took the gray suit back and got the blue one.
Well, Harriet, this is wonderful. You're just as big a chump as I... No, that isn't right. You've got your blue suit, but I still haven't mailed my tax returns.
I got the blue suit, but I don't want it.
You don't? Harriet, what's the matter? Don't you have a mind of you? No, we've already established that. You know, they say that after people have been married a certain number of years, they get to resemble each other. You think that could be happening to us?
Could be. Say, I just thought of a very clever plan. Since it's pretty obvious that we both keep changing our minds, why don't you take my blue suit back and get me the gray one, and I'll mail your income tax return.
Well, that's the first sensible thing that's been said in this family all day. Say, come to think of it, we are beginning to resemble each other. You're getting more like me, I'm getting more like you. I keep changing my mind lately just like you, and you just thought up a wonderful idea.
Flattery will get you nowhere. Here, take this suit box and give me your tax return.
It's a deal. Oh, but let me give you a tip. If you see Joe Randolph or Emmy Lou, run the other way.
Okay, dear. Well, let me give you a tip.
If you see Louise Adams, you run the other way.
Oh, all right, but you're asking a lot more of me than I'm asking of you.
In what way?
Well, Louise Adams is a very attractive girl. Beautiful eyes, beautiful figure, and...
So what?
Well, you just don't run away from things like that.
Off to re-exchange Harriet's suit, and there goes Harriet down to the corner to mail Ozzie's tax return. But they'll be back in just a moment with their closing scene.
Hey, Mr. Smith, that Nelson family certainly is a bundle of confusion.
Yes, but I guess all families are like that at one time or another.
Oh, not my family. Not now, anyway. We've just bought a complete service for four of International Sterling in that wonderful Spring Glory pattern. And my husband and I have never been so solidly in agreement over anything.
Hey, great. I'll bet I know what it was that won your heart.
That pattern. Spring Glory is the loveliest silver design I've ever seen. It makes me think of April and brides and everything fresh and beautiful. And when we found we could get it at that complete service for four, everything was settled right then and there.
A complete service for four for under $100. That's an International Sterling wonder, all right. But then, all International Sterling prices are wonderful because they haven't gone up. Other leading silver makers have raised their prices, but International Sterling brings you the same substantial weight, the same superb quality at 1944 prices. Could anyone ask for anything more?
Not me. Especially since I also got a great big beautiful chest with my silver. Big enough to hold 132 pieces.
Yes, you really got something when you own International Sterling. The solid silver with beauty that lives forever.
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, good. Let's see my suit.
Harriet, before you open the box, you're sure you wanted the gray suit?
Of course. Let me see it.
Don't be so anxious. Stand back a minute. No, I don't think gray would look good on you.
Uh-oh. Well, okay, dear. Let me see my blue suit.
You like the blue suit?
Yes, dear. Don't feel bad about it. I've been through it myself. You'll like me in blue.
It isn't what you think. I didn't bring the blue suit back.
Well, I'll be satisfied with the gray one.
It isn't gray and it isn't blue.
Well, what is it, for goodness sake?
Well, I met my friend Danny O'Hara. And St. Patrick's Day is almost here.
Well, I've always wanted a green suit.
You're still off, Harriet. Danny is an orangeman. But don't get upset. It isn't orange. It's more of a reddish color.
But, Ozzie, I wanted the gray suit.
Well, maybe we can work something out tomorrow. We'll keep them coming and going. And the first time a gray one comes through the front door, we'll nail it shut. On the way home from the dress shop, I stopped to glance in the window of the trick store. And while I was looking in, little Will Thornberry came up. I really don't have a mind of my own.
I don't get it.
You will. Smell this flower on my lapel.
Tune in next week to another adventure of Ozzie and Harriet, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, and starring Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard.
And remember, the solid silver with beauty that lives forever is International Sterling.
Yes, Harriet, the solid silver with beauty that lives forever is International Sterling.
Appearing in support of Ozzie and Harriet were David and Ricky Nelson, Janet Waldo, Loreen Tuttle, Marvin Miller, and yours truly, Vern Smith. Original music was composed and conducted by Billy May.
It's Morgan in 90 minutes on NBC.